what in the world causes, you ask this, what in the world causes a person to do such an incredibly violent thing? Humiliation and isolation. Humiliation and isolation are killers for humans. And very often when people are suicidal, as we said before, studies show that very often when people are suicidal, they don't just want to take themselves out. They want to take a bunch of people out and then have somebody either shoot them or shoot themselves in the end. Now, we have a problem here with foreign students in the United States. The problem is not the foreign students. The problem is their isolation and their humiliation. They come to a country whose customs they don't know. They don't know the language. Because they speak about as well as a 6-year-old or as a 12-year-old, they feel extremely humiliated. They feel extremely isolated. Somebody like this student, who was apparently 6 feet tall and apparently very well practiced in the use of arms, can go 4 years at a university or 6 years at a university without ever having a girlfriend, simply imagining or wanting a girl, mm-hmm. but never being able to find her. Earlier this week, I was supposed to have a meeting with Harriet Fulbright, who runs the Fulbright Foundation. And she is looking for ways to increase the Fulbright's power to generate international understanding and peace. And one of the primary things that I was going to recommend to her, because of the isolation of foreign students in this country, is that students be given a buddy system, that they be given several people who keep watch over them, in other words, who are their friends. This is not a police enforcement issue, which is what Clint was talking about. It's not a matter of using force. It's a matter of using human kindness. It's a matter of using human friendship. It's a matter of giving people ins to social groups so they don't go through that incredible isolation. And I was isolated for a year in a foreign country, and believe me, the humiliation and the isolation was tremendous. Another person who went through this kind of humiliation and isolation is a guy who visited the United States or lived in the United States for roughly 5 years in the 1940s as a foreign student. And this humiliation so deeply affected him that he wrote a book, an entire philosophy against the West, a philosophy about why the West should be destroyed. His name was Saeed Qutb, and he is the philosopher who Osama bin Laden follows, and so do many others in militant Islam. It is filled with hatred for the United States. Why? Because this man was perpetually an outsider. Nobody made him a friend. Nobody made him feel at home. Nobody tried to understand his point of view on things. So it is extremely important in a school, especially like Virginia Tech, which prizes its diversity, which prizes the fact that it has thousands. It has roughly 2,000 foreign students. Half of them are from China. And roughly half of them are from India. But it has to go further than simply have those students and take their tuition payments. It has to give them a comfortable social home.
Well, that is true. Yet in many cities, Howard, even people who move from other towns are looked at as outsiders.
But, you know, we were just talking about the fact a few hours ago that we have a society that has rituals for certain things like death. We have a ceremony at which you can cry, and as we said, instincts in other animals make them tear their companions who cry apart. And we feel very vulnerable when we cry. We do not have enough rituals for meeting each other. We do not have enough rituals for building social teams, for getting close to each other, for developing intimacy. And we need a lot more of those rituals in the society, but especially for foreign students.
But a cop-out nonetheless, Howard. There's a lot of foreign students who aren't going to go on a handgun rampage.
Well, we're not saying that this guy is not culpable. I mean, he's guilty for unspeakable things, absolutely unspeakable things. Unfortunately, he's dead, so there's nothing that can be done about it. But the fact is that we want to decrease this amount of stuff in the future. For example, in the Columbine High School killings, if teachers have been on the watch out for kids who are being bullied, for kids who are being picked on, and if they had a regular system for knitting those kids into a social group of some kind, even a social group of other kids who are outsiders, other kids who just aren't accepted by anyone else, if they knit together groups, they will do an awful lot of good for people's emotional health. It just doesn't apply to foreign students. It applies to kids like you and me when we're growing up.
Well, you know, as we talked, you and I, a long time ago about bullies, as a matter of fact, maybe we'll open up the phone lines when people ask you a question to see if they were bullies or if they dealt with a bully in school. I'll always remember the Back to the Future. What was it, Biff?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Was he a hateable bully?
But I had a bully in school, in high school, Howard. And let me tell you something. This guy picked on everybody.
Right.
Everybody. You know, and I was, you know, I was not the kind of kid to go out and start fights or anything like that. But I witnessed this guy bullying everybody.
Right.
Girls, guys. He'd stay away from the real tough greasers of the time. Remember,
right. You
know, those were the tough guys who would wear cigarette packs underneath their sleeve and flip it up.
Right, and the black leather jackets and
yeah,
the grease hair.
So he didn't fool around with them. He went after people who were a little weaker than him.
Right.
Well, one day we had swimming class, and we're all in the pool, and I noticed, I wasn't a particularly great swimmer, I noticed that he was in the shallow end of the pool, quivering and shivering like a little wet puppy. And I just kept watching him. And now this is, keep in mind, the bully.
Right.
And he's in the corner shivering while we're all doing our thing. And it dawns on me, this kid is petrified of water.
I mean
petrified. And I don't know why I did it, but I said, I'm going to get this kid to stop bullying people. Because he bullied my friends. He bullied everybody.
Right.
And again, this is not Mr. George Tough Kid. I wasn't that way.
Right.
I went up to him and grabbed him, and he's shaking. Okay? He hit this bully was as weak as you can believe in this
pool.
I dunked him. And I dunked him not long enough to drown the kid, but I dunked him where I scared the heck out of him. And he came back up. And Howard, he was as white as a ghost. And I said to him, we got swimming class for a whole year. If you ever bully anybody again, you're going down in the water, maybe even for longer. And I tell you what, he stopped bullying people. He wasn't necessarily the world's greatest friend to people, but this kid stopped bullying people. I don't know the message here that I'm trying to set other than, you know, some people have something coming to them. This particular kid, I think, probably just cracked.
Well, bless you for doing what you did, because you saved a lot of people a lot of trouble. Studies on bullies indicate that bullies themselves feel bullied. They're very paranoid. They feel that everybody is down on them. So all that they're doing, in their opinion, is lashing back. All they're doing is evening things up. Unfortunately, that doesn't help things very much.